This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Well, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later today podcast at usfdracing.org. What a huge, huge event that we've got going on today. Practice at Sunny South Raceway. Joe McCardle standing by. And then a huge race at Daytona. ARCA starts, and we are so ready. It's 3:30 local. You'll be able to see that, I believe, on Speed. And our very own Mobile drivers, Thomas Moose Prater, he's been on the show. And Grant Enfinger, who's coming up in just a few minutes. He's preparing to climb in the car and try to battle. And he's got some good stories. So that, also Tim Bryant checking in with Five Flag Speedway. We're going to talk to some of the new sponsors from Kane Motorsports as well, kind of tell you what they do. So a busy start, but it is finally here. Really, the first day of, I'm going to call it racing, not practicing, at Sunny South Raceway. And Joe McCardle's on the phone. Joe, good morning and welcome to the show. Let's go racing, baby.
Good morning, Kane, and thanks for having us on the show.
Well, let's talk about what you've got going on. First of all, how long have you been out at the track making all that chili you said you were going to make for these drivers today?
Hey, tell, man. That's a chili sticker.
That's good. Well, tell us about it. You know, I've had a lot of people. I know the Nolans are going to be there. Yeah, these guys are traveling from Pensacola, and they've got some toys to play. And I was going to try to make it, but I'll be at McDonald's, and we'll talk about that fundraiser here shortly. But I can't make it out to practice today, but I know there's lots of cars that will be there. Tell us about the festivities today at Sunny South.
Well, today we're going to have a little bit of everything. We're going to start with the small car, the go-kart, and go all the way up to the modified, the Bomber, the Legend, the Pro Challenge, and anything else that'll show up. We're going to practice. We're going to run them and hope everybody gets dialed in for opening night, March the 1st.
And that's just around the corner that Friday, and that's going to be a big event because you're doing something you haven't done in a couple of years there at Sunny South, and that's not only bring the Bombers at a full schedule every first Friday of the month, but now you've invited the Sportsmen, but for sure, the Open Wheel Modifieds return. And man, I'm telling you, if you've never been to Sunny South Raceway, I always proudly call it our own private Bristol in our own backyard. High-banked oval, it's short track racing at its best, and man, when the Modifieds are on there, it's awesome.
It is that. The Modified looks good on that track, and they do put on a good show. Yeah, we're excited. We're ready. Today's a big day. You know, we got Sunny South, and then, like you said, we got Grant Enfinger and Moose.
Yep.
Wish both of y'all the best. And then we get to go home Saturday night and watch the Blood Shootout, which I think they changed the name of it this year.
Yep, and that's... So racing is here finally. I mean, how long have we waited? It's only been a couple short months, and you guys have done a lot to the track to get it ready, obviously, but there's not too much that you had to do. The cars are more the work that they need to do there. The track has always been a great facility. Can you tell people a little bit about the history on how Sunny South Raceway became from a go-kart track on the dirt to what it is now?
How did it?
Yeah.
Well, way back when, a couple of our racers, the Beasleys, the Vickers, the Finchers, you know, they'd always said that if the car carrying got to where they thought it was a good number, they'd tell us to try. Well, they went down there and talked to Clarence Dickerson, and things went from there. 2001, June of 2001, they opened the track as Sunny South Raceway, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and it's such a great facility. It's just past Mobile International Speedway. It's in Grand Bay. What kind of scheduled events do you have special for this year? Obviously, again, the first Fridays, we're going to have the Bombers and Sportsmen are invited to come out, but definitely the Modifieds. And but you've got a lot of events through the year, and you know, for people who are not familiar with the track, I mean, your Memorial Day blowout is incredible.
Right, Memorial Day, but this will be the ninth straight year. We're going to do a two-day show, Memorial Day Classic. We'll be running some 40, 50 laps, some big money payout. We're also this year, and presently we are talking and planning a May 3rd race with the Mississippi Dirt Modified Association.
Really?
Yes, sir, who averages 25 cars per event.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine 25 modifieds on that bull ring? And these guys are used to dirt. Wow.
And these are dirt cars.
Wow. What made them decide to come and try your non-dirt track, man? That's incredible.
Well, you know, they had called up, and I listen to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the back of my mind, I say, yeah, right. I want to leave the dirt, going sideways, and come race on our little asphalt track. I said, sure. Well, then we talked, and they kept calling. I said, come on, let's see what you got. So right now, Fan Appreciation Night, May the 3rd, Sunny Top Raceway. We're going to do a special event, a couple heats, a feature, dirt modifieds.
Wow. And here's the thing. It's not expensive to get to your track. It's family friendly. You've got the best food. You haven't changed the prices. If I'm bringing the family out, what's it going to cost me to get in?
Well, over on the spectator side, the adult, mom and dad, has to pay $10.
That's the cheapest.
Military, right. $8 military, $8 senior citizen, children under 12, free.
Wow.
I mean, you ain't going to get no better than that.
You can't go to the movies for that, and this lasts a lot longer. There's nothing like it, the adrenaline and side-by-side racing. And like I said, you have the cheapest prices of any track along the Gulf Coast. That's family-friendly, Joe.
Right. Well, you know, we know who we are.
Yeah.
We're the small track in Mobile. We try to keep our people back, coming back. We're going to show you a little bit of everything. We might even show you some things you don't want to see.
That happens at the racetrack sometimes.
Yeah, well, right.
I want to get an update on how your son has been doing and explain some folks what's been happening with your son in the past year or so.
Well, me and the wife, we had two children,
yeah.
Mine and Monica, that was born with a rare kidney disease. It's so rare that the doctors can't even tell us whether or not it's generic.
Mm.
It's there. My wife gave a kidney to her son, Brian, 1999.
Yeah.
Well, the kidney lasts until this year.
Mm.
For those out there, Lonnie Nixon gave a kidney to my daughter.
Yeah.
It lasted 6 years.
Wow.
So Papa, that being me, I stepped up in 2004. I gave a kidney to my daughter.
Amazing. Or,
thank God, it's still working. But my son he hasn't worked since March of last year.
Yeah.
He is on the dialysis machine every night.
Wow.
10 hours. He's in, you know, he raced two races last year.
Man.
No. He has good days and bad days. We're on the waiting list in the states of Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia.
Well, let me ask you something, Joe. As a donor, what would I need to do to try to see if we could match for something like that? This is the radio, and this is reaching a lot of people. Maybe someone could help out.
Well, the wife has a phone number. You know, it's down to some real business. You know, you call UAB,
uh-huh.
which is probably one of the better facilities around here, and they in turn will schedule an interview evaluation with you as a donor, and if you pass all that, we go from there.
Well, we've been praying a lot for the family, and I know it's been very difficult, but you've shined through it the whole time, and to continue your work and the love of racing when your family goes through things like that, it's just a testament to you, Joe, and we appreciate it as a racer and as a fan, everything you're doing for Sunny South Raceway. And again, I just wanted to bring that back out into people's attention to let you know that, hey, we still could use a little bit of help there.
Well, and I thank you for all that, but at the same time, I'd like people to know I appreciate all the praying.
Yeah.
That they've done, the kind words, the phone calls. But I also would like to make the statement, we will get through this. My son gets down at times. I being the dad, when he does get down, I go there and drag him out of the house. I make him do things he don't want to. It's a constant,
yeah.
Dad, I don't feel up to it. Well, I'm not going to let you get down, son.
Yeah.
So we will get out of this, and he'll be back racing Sunny South.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. He's one of the best drivers I've ever seen out there. He is Mr. Sunny South, as we call it. And you're Pawpaw Sunny South because you got the granddaughter racing, too.
My granddaughter, Josie, will start March the 1st, her first official race in the Bandolero.
That's incredible. So obviously you guys have been working on the car. Is she excited?
Boy, you just don't know the half of it. This girl is, I think this girl is going to be better than her brother.
Oh, now that's some smack talk from Pawpaw now.
Oh, man, this girl is right. She said, Pawpaw, put the girl power on the car.
Oh.
Okay. And I've done it. But this girl, she's got it together. She is ready.
Well, it's exciting. I can't wait to see all the cars out there, and we'll talk about it next week as well. It's Grand Bay, Alabama, Sunny South Raceway. For folks that want to come practice or maybe just come check it out, because there's going to be a ton of cars, and for the first time in a couple of years, the open wheel modifieds. How do we find your track, Joe?
I'm down Interstate 10 West. You get off exit 4 to the right, go over Interstate 10, go into downtown Grand Bay, hang a left. Highway 90, come back east 3 miles. Or you can get off Interstate 10 at exit 10 and come down the exit in front of the big track.
Yep.
On Highway 90, go 6 miles east. We're on your right. Come have a bowl of chili with us, man. Have some fun.
Well, thanks, Joe. Again, that's going to be exciting. The gates are going to open up here shortly at Sunny South Raceway. And fans, go out there and check it out. It's going to be awesome. The open wheel modifieds. Can you believe having that dirt modified series out there? 25 cars at Sunny South. Hey, check it out. SunnySouthRaceway.org. Time to go racing. We've still got Dem Bryant to check in with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. We'll talk a little ARCA as well as the race is coming today. Man, we got a lot of racing on Speed Channel today, too. We're going to talk to the future winner of today's ARCA race, Grant Enfinger, coming up next. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. And what a huge day at Daytona. And we just talked with Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway, wishing all of our Mobile drivers good luck, including this guy right here who's got a brand new marketing partnership for 2013. I know he's stoked and he's got a fast ride and just thrilled to have you back on again. Grant Enfinger from Fairhope, now hanging out at Daytona, helmet in hand, ready to climb in the car. Hey, welcome to the show, Grant.
I appreciate you having me on again, Kane.
Well, Grant, this is a huge thing. First of all, let's talk about your new your announcement that you made in February about is it Cassite? Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, Cassite Motor Honey, which is still on board for us for 10 races this year, and
Wow. Excited
about the opportunity. So we're going to run the 10 TV races in the ARCA series this year, and we're fortunate enough to run a couple races with them last year at Pocono in Kansas with the same team, BCR. So, excited about the opportunity, excited to have some good news going into 2013.
Well, that is good news, and obviously you've been down at Daytona. You guys are ready to race today. What is the mindset now after all this time off? And, you know, we've talked before in past years of how hard it is to find sponsorship, and now you're blessed this year because you've got such a good ride underneath you. You've got a great sponsor that's willing to believe in you and take you through a good amount of the season. Obviously, you'll be here at Mobile, which is going to be great. Maybe you'll be the next Mobile driver to win at the ARCA Mobile 200, but you guys are focused for Daytona. What has it been like to get the car ready?
Oh man, it's we hadn't stopped since the Daytona test, which is the second week of December. So fortunately, they kept everybody on board this whole winter. So we've had a five full time guys working on these two cars the whole winter, with the 88 car of Buster Graham and my car, the 09. So really put a lot into it, and I think it's showing some. So we definitely showed some really good speed yesterday. And I really feel like this is the best speedway car I've had down at Daytona.
Wow. What is the track like and some of the other drivers you've been able to draft, obviously, so the car feels really good, you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, we've put a lot of effort into any race we go to, but this takes so much out of you. And mm-hmm. really nice to go to the test, be decent, and come back here for the race and be better. So sometimes it seems like you work nonstop and you don't go anywhere, but we've definitely picked up some speed and really excited about the race.
Well, what are your expectations? You know, obviously, you've seen it on website and Facebook. You've had some great photos from behind the scenes, working on the car, underneath the car, and preparing. And, you know, you have been, I hate to say, stuck at third for such a long time, and that's a good place to be, so don't take that wrong. I mean, you've had some great finishes, always these top fives, top threes and stuff, but, man, to get you up onto the top, what would it mean for you to take home a Daytona trophy? I mean, really.
You know, I mean, obviously that would be a very prestigious race, here's a good place to do it as anywhere. So I think we have a really good car capable of running up front all day, and as long as you are positioned there at the end, that's all you can ask for. So we definitely got a finish challenge as anybody. So
Well, you know, you hear drivers say that they have a game plan at Daytona. Oh, we're going to ride around the back, or we're going to try to stay up front to miss the accidents or the mess. Do you have a game plan? Do you ride, or do you just take and seize the opportunity when it arises? What is your mindset getting into the race today?
The race here is only 80 laps.
Right.
So it's not enough time to go to the back and ride around for a while, I don't feel like. So we're going to try to stay up front all day. Maybe pit some to get us in some good strategy towards the end, and then hope for the best. So I'm definitely not going to ride around towards
good.
The back, and I think you can wreck at the back as easy as you can at the front. So we're going to do everything we can to stay up front, and hopefully the stars line up, and we can finally pull us off a win here in the ARCA Series.
Let me ask you: do you have any rituals that you do? Maybe do you climb in a car a certain way? Do you wear that old pair of boxers? Or I mean, do you have any kind of weird superstitions? Because I know race car drivers are superstitious. What kind of superstitions do you have when you climb into that car, if any?
I mean, there's a few things. I usually, you know, spend a lot of nervous energy here before qualifying and such like that, just to make sure everything's right on the car and stuff like that. I've had some superstitions in the past, but you know, it seems like you have good runs and you want to stick to them.
Yeah.
And then you have bad runs and you get rid of them.
How about now? Obviously, we got to get through today at Daytona, but how excited are you coming back and running your ARCA car at Mobile? Obviously, a little bit different car than what you're used to running at Mobile, but you've had so much time on that track. How do you feel about your chances at Mobile coming up on March 9th?
You know, to be honest with you, Kane, our Mobile deal is not done. That's not part of the 10 race.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay.
So Mobile is definitely one we're trying hard, and I think it's going to happen, but it's actually not done yet. So
okay.
We're hoping to be down there March 9th with the rest of those guys. But like I said, I can't say for 100% yet, but I really, really like the opportunity to come back there. We ran strong there last year,
yeah.
And we've been building a short track car over at PBCR the whole winter trying to get ready for this race, so
yeah.
I really hope it happens.
Well, I hope so, too, and I know the local fans will look forward to it. I know you've got a very busy morning preparing to race. We wish you the best of luck and safety, and just when you bring that trophy home, I know you get that ride back here in Mobile, and we'd love to have you back on the show sooner than later. But, again, congratulations on the new partnership for 2013. It's well-deserved. You're a great driver, a friend of the racing show, and we appreciate you taking time, especially race morning, to come on the show. So, Grant, good luck today in Daytona.
Yeah, and I'd like to encourage everybody to check out ksite.com and go to their Facebook page with Kate and Mo and some cool promotions and some cool giveaways. So appreciate you having me on the show, Kane, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Well, I can't wait to see how he does. Grant Enfinger, always a great racer, and I sure hope that the sponsors wake up and see that he has a real chance to win like Kale Gale did last year right here at one of our Mobile boys, maybe Thomas Moose Prater taking it home. We'll see. But, again, exciting news, Daytona today, Speed Channel 330. I believe our time is when you'll be able to see that, and there's so much more to continue. Hang on. Racing, you got it at Mobile and also Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant checking in next. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and podcast later at usfdracing.org. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much, Grant Enfinger. Again, just checking in really quick as he's getting ready to climb into the car and get ready to do some racing today at ARCA. Exciting. 3:30 on speed if you get a chance to check it out. And you know the ARCA race is coming to Mobile March 8th and 9th. That's going to be huge Friday and Saturday. And one of the guys that's really taking the reins of the Speedway, not only there but also at Five Flag Speedway. Been a couple of weeks since we've had him on. He's been busy. We've got Tim Bryant on from both tracks. Hey, Tim, welcome and happy race day. We're finally here. It's time to go racing, boys.
Hey, good morning, Kane. Pleasure to be on. And yeah, we've had a very busy off season, and there is no off season anymore. We're underway, and of course, we're excited about the ARCA race going on today at Daytona. Grant Enfinger, Thomas Prater carrying the flag for Mobile and the Gulf Coast, if you would. And we're excited about that. Wish them guys well. Won't be long; they'll be here in Mobile, and. You know, we're following that up with the world's fastest short track cars.
Oh, yeah.
Later, you know, the must-see extreme sprint car series coming to town, and the season's underway.
Well, let me ask you, last time we talked is right before the drifting exhibition that you guys had a few weeks back, and saw some pretty huge cranes in the front of your parking lot, and you have guys have done so much work on the surface this year. Give us a little details, and when that's done, I know you got your open race practice is coming up March 2nd, so obviously be done by then, but what have you guys been doing to the surface?
Well, as most race fans and drivers know, the surface is very notorious here at Five Flags Speedway for days on it, the abrasiveness or whatever. And, you know, we've been kind of tweaking it over the past few years. We have Richard Goss from Louisville, Kentucky. He's a surface contractor. He's been in working this winter. We've taken out some distressed areas, a lot of the cracked areas. Have been removed some gigantic holes in the groove of Lake Speedway, and when I saw that, I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? But fantastic job filling them in. We're shaving the track down. We believe the end result is going to be actually what we've done. To put it in a nutshell, is we've patched some really bad areas. Mm-hmm. He did a great job cosmetically with the patches; they barely show. He shaved the track down. An increase in grip, a little decrease in tire wear was what we're hoping for the end result, and we're feeling pretty confident about that.
You know, there's been so much buzz. Like you said, there really isn't an off season. So many drivers have been working on their cars and getting ready. And again, for these open practices coming up, you've got one actually next Saturday, the 23rd, at Mobile International Speedway. And again, you'll have a lot of cars there too, won't you?
Well, you know what? We wanted to have a Saturday open practice, you know, for the local guys. And, of course, with the ARCA schedule being what it is, the track was reserved for the ARCA guys on March the 2nd. That's why we're back into February. But there's a bunch of guys chomping at the bit to make some laps. So, you know, we're looking for a good turnout next Saturday. Of course, following Saturday, once again, it'll be the ARCA. Then we'll have a Tuesday night practice prior to the ARCA event. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on Friday night, March 8th, Bob Speed Shop Sportsman and the Island 2 Motors Bombers will be in action for their, that'll be their season opener, actually. Those are points races, by the way.
Oh, we're looking forward to it at Kane Motorsports. We got a special childhood cancer paint scheme, and these kids from all over the country have been sending us these hand stickers with their names on it, and just some incredible stories, so it's great, and we're definitely ready. And then the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience returning back to Five Flags, also on the 23rd, and am I reading right that you might have a couple local drivers helping out with that?
Well, yeah, it's actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because tomorrow, this Sunday, of course, the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience is going to be at MIS.
Ah.
And you can go to racewithrusty.com. They've got a pretty full schedule, but I think they might be able to take some more, be it a ride-along experience or a driving experience. But they're at Mobile International on Sunday. They'll be back over here the following Saturday. And, yeah, on Sunday, Donnie Hamrick and Josh Bragg will be wheeling those ride-around cars around MIS. So it'll be great fun to go out and catch a ride with those guys.
What kind of cars are those? Are they are they cup cars? Or what kind of cars do they bring to a track like Mobile and Five Flags?
The cars that they bring along the Gulf Coast are more like late models.
Yeah.
They're nice, safe cars, pretty good equipment, and they look really sharp. A lot of the paint schemes match the cup car. You know, they were here at Pensacola last weekend for their first visit, and when people get out of those cars, the smile on their face is just, you know, words can't describe it.
Well, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm a part of the United States Fire Department Racing, and I see on your website, if you go to fiveflagspeedway.com, you guys have announced that the Nolan brothers, Dave and Andrew Nolan from Katoma, also have joined the team, and they're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, a good family racer. Of course, Billy, their dad, is a good guy. He's been on Mike Darby's pit crew here in the last year or so, and those boys are up-and-coming racers, and we're looking forward to having them compete.
Well, we're looking forward to a lot of racing continuing up, leading up to the ARCA race and beyond that. Again, I know our team's ready. All the teams are ready, to be honest. And I can't wait to see what that track's going to be like over at Five Flags Speedway. I know we're going to work a lot with each other this year. So, Tim, I know you're one of the busiest promoters along the Gulf Coast and definitely probably in racing in general. So we thank you for the time this morning, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the track soon.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Kane, and yes, it has. It's been a busy off-season. We have a lot of people working, making some repairs both here at Five Flags and doing some upgrades at MIS as well. So, and we can't wait to get the season started.
Okay, that is perfect, man. I appreciate it. And like I said, Well, thanks a lot, Tim. We appreciate you coming on board again. It's going to be a lot of fun this year at both tracks. Hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to let you know about where you can come by and see Kane Motorsports today. It's going to be in Bay Minette, actually, at the McDonald's. Give you more information. I actually got a couple free tickets to the ARCA race, too. We'll give away. Find out all about it in the next few minutes. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane right here on FM Talk 106.5 and later podcast at usfdracing.org. We'll be back. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway. Remember, practice opens in just a few minutes all day long. They'll have the modifieds out there. Also the Bombers, the Sportsmen, and all the other local event cars. So hopefully you can make it out there. And free chili. You got to love that. Also, we want to thank Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway for coming on and talking a little bit about what's happening. Again, all the practices. Remember, tomorrow you'll have the Rusty Wallace driving experience. You go online over to MobileSpeedway.net. And they still have a couple positions available where you can go for a ride-along ride or even drive one of the NASCAR cars, kind of like a late-model setup. And again, thank you to Grant Enfinger racing in the ARCA race today in Daytona, lined up and ready. We wish him the best of luck, and hopefully he'll get the deal set up where he can go into Mobile. It's all about sponsors and racing, and again, we've been blessed, Michelle and I, with Kane Motorsports this year. We just signed on McDonald's, and later today from 11 to 4:30 at the Bay Minette McDonald's will be set up with the race car. Ronald McDonald will be there, and this is a fundraiser for a local teacher that has brain cancer. McDonald's has really come aboard, and what I'm going to do is I've got a set of tickets also for Friday and Saturday's race, the Mobile ARCA 200, and if you're interested, you can come by, sign up, and before the end of the event, we're going to give those away. You don't have to be there. Just give us your name. We'll text you, let you know you win them, and we'll mail them to you. So hopefully we'll see you out there. So McDonald's is a big part of it. Collision Center has come on board, and they've done a great job. Thank you, Gary, for coming on board. And the sticker guy we're going to talk to in a minute, Steve Williams from Performance Graphics, has put Ronald McDonald on the side of the car and looks great and also did something special. We have another sponsor here. His name's Ray Midden. He works over at Chuck Stevens Ford, and he has come up with one of the coolest websites about Christianity. It's called ShareGodsPower.com. And Ray, first of all, I know you're busy working at Chuck Stevens this morning selling cars, but thank you for taking a couple minutes to come on the show.
Not a problem.
Well, Ray, your website is incredible. As we've discussed it, as we're putting it on the side of the cars and on the rear wing of the car, ShareGodsPower.com. It's a testimony to Christianity, and pretty much we were talking saying, you know, it's pretty cool to be a Christian. You go skydiving, I go racing, and this website is designed for anyone who wants to learn about what it means to have a relationship with God, essentially, but not being preached to, preached down, like some people would say that happens at churches sometimes. Is that right, Ray?
Yeah, Kane. The reason I came up with this website mainly is when I got saved a few short years ago, I noticed there was a lot of people, especially in youth, that would come up to me and pick my brain as far as, you know, alcohol, drugs, things of that nature, because yeah. I've got a pretty rough past.
Well, I do, too. I'm not proud of it, but from marijuana to drinking, you know, it's nice to be able to say you've been able to walk through that. I mean, everyone has a past. It's how you move forward, and God definitely helps.
Yeah, and there's a few people, you know, that I work with, and just the typical people that they don't want to go to church for fear of what they may have heard or a church they've experienced in the past. And it's just a site that you can go on anonymously, read about what's happened to other people, myself included, maybe share your testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of get some feedback and, you know, bounce things off each other that's happened to you great in your life.
There's a music video that you have on that a church did on your video. Again, it's ShareGodsPower.com. What is that video about? Because it's pretty strong.
The video is about people who are pretty much self-centered and they don't realize it a lot of times, and they go through life and they run across people every day that maybe have issues or need help, and they're so caught up in their own issues. A lot of times they're not even really important issues, but they are to you. And you don't realize that sometimes, you know, that waitress that's maybe not good at the service or the employee that comes in 5 minutes late, sometimes, you know, instead of just jumping to conclusions and getting irritated, maybe put yourself in their shoes and realize that they may have, you know, they may have had a kid sick an hour before they got where they're at and they couldn't find a sitter. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah, and that video really touches it. What on the website, what other kind of things will you see? I know there's forums and things if you want to ask questions about it. And again, with your life story in the past, you've been able to really share some pretty touching comments on there. Again, it's ShareGodsPower.com.
Yeah, I've got a little bio of myself, but the site's not about me. It's something to let you know where I come from. And if there's an issue that's happened in Baldwin County, chances are I've been through it. I'm very blessed to be alive. with my past, drugs, alcohol, the whole nine yards. I've been in the military. I've been incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And I just, God has brought me to a place that I never thought I would be, and he's blessed me with a wife and kids that are healthy and happy, and I just can't be in a better place right now.
And that's what the website's about. Again, it's Ray Mitten we're talking with from ShareGodsPower.com. Chuck Stevens, Ford, busy today. What you selling? You got my Mustang ready, baby?
I do. I have them both outside. The only problem is you can't take these around the track. If they come back with dents, I believe it cost me a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Ray, hey, I want to thank you. First of all, before we let you go, what attracted you to Kane Motorsports, and why are you teaming up with what we're doing this year?
Well, when I talked to you in the past, and then you and Michelle came by the other day just to say hi, you're teamed up with, you know, childhood cancer. I know you and Michelle do some work with Teen Challenge and TeamKeegan.com, and it just seemed like the perfect scenario for me to fit in with all your other sponsors and the way you and Michelle care for the community. And it just was the right thing to do at the time.
Well, we're so blessed to have you on, and it's an honor to have you on the racing suit. We've got a great one coming from K1 Racing out of California. You'll be up and down the sleeves with the website, and especially on the car. And we look forward to having a car in Victory Lane a few times for you. Ray Mitten from Chuck Stevens Ford. The website is ShareGodsPower.com. Make sure to go check it out. And, Ray, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Oh, thanks again, Ray. That's Ray Mitten from Chuck Stevens Ford, ShareGodsPower.com. And another sponsor that's helping us get to McDonald's today and, man, making us look good in style. I've got to say good morning to Steve Williams with Performance Graphics down in Robertsdale. Steve, you have made my car look beautiful, son. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. No problem. That's what we love to do, is make race cars look good and fast.
Well, and I tell you what, you've got it down, and you guys have done some special things. You know, Ronald McDonald's going to be at McDonald's today from 11 to 4:30. We'll have the race car up there in Bay Minette again. This is a special brain cancer. A teacher has brain cancer here locally, and we're doing a fundraiser for, and we're actually giving away tickets to the Mobile ARCA race, so please come up and check it out. But you got Ronald McDonald running on the side of the car, and, you know, I want you to explain all the things that you can do for folks, because you designed our handprints that we've sent out to these kids for childhood cancer, and there's people all over the country that are so excited just to have their name on a race car that they'll never see, and you have made it look beautiful. But you do more than that too, don't you?
We do any type of vinyl lettering that you need, and any kind of wraps or that type of stuff, banners, signs, even do a lot of business cards and that type of flyers and stuff like that for folks too that just on the normal printing side. But
well, and real quick, there's so many printers out there. So, you know, when people say, well, why should we go see Steve at Performance Graphics? Some of the clients you have cities on. I mean, you've got the county on, so you take care of a lot of vehicles.
Oh, yeah, a lot of the local folks come see us, and we've been taking care of them for about 10 or 11 years now, and pretty loyal customers to us, and we enjoy doing their work, too. But the race cars and that type of stuff is where we kind of got started, and that's how we built our business, was off race cars.
And you guys can even design complete T-shirts. I mean, from the, if you want to have a picture of your race car on it, graphics and everything like that, you got a place locally that prints them, and at a reasonable price, too.
Oh, yeah, and they do wonderful work. It prints directly through the T-shirt, and it's awesome. It's pretty good. It's still screening out of the picture on that deal, because they can just put a regular picture on it.
Oh, see, that's awesome. Well, let me ask you, you know, you've had a couple other race cars come through there. What has been the fun part for you? Now, on the off season, you were over there at Five Flag Speedway, had an issue with that modified. You want to explain what happened there?
Oh, we did. We were just kind of hanging back. We thought we'd kind of stay out of trouble, and we missed a wreck, and somebody behind us didn't check up quick enough and just kind of tore that thing up. But we're in the process of trying to get it put back together and get it all lettered up and prettied up so we can come hang out with you guys some.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to it for sure. And again, Steve, where are you guys located? I know Performance Graphics is in Robertsdale. How do we find you?
We're in Robertsdale. If you're coming southbound on 59, when the road gets ready to split there, we're on the left-hand side of the road. There's a gas station, and one of our local lawnmower shops is across the street from us. But we're pretty easy to find. You're coming into town, you'll see us on the left.
Well, again, I thank you so much for partnering up with us this year with Kane Motorsports. Michelle and I have got a great-looking car for you. And Robin's racing. I imagine Ronald McDonald's going to get some tire marks on him. I ain't going to lie. So we'll probably need to get a couple Ronalds printed up, okay?
Ain't no problem. We'll keep him in stock and ready to go.
That's awesome, Steve. I appreciate all the help that you've done for the team. And again, we're looking forward to it. Remember, join us here in just a few hours at the Baymanette McDonald's. Ronald McDonald's going to be there. We're doing a huge fundraiser for a lovely teacher that's got brain cancer. We're going to do the best we can today. And I'm going to give away at least one pair, maybe more, to Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at the Mobile ARCA 200. I know I'm stoked. Are you? We'll see you there. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much for being on with us today. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.